Come on, you Trump haters. You gotta give the man his props. Here he is, under siege from all quarters. Depositions bombarding him constantly, lawsuits aplenty, rape charges in the works, the Trump organization under assault, the classified documents still turning up in their hiding places, his approval ratings tanking, even his fellow MAGA mouths suddenly quiet. And yet, the man has time to create his own NFT trading cards. You and I, well, we'd be stressed beyond imagining, locked in with a team of high-powered attorneys 24/7. No time to slurp Diet Cokes or scarf down burgers, just non-stop injunctions to stall the proceedings, court filings to install special masters, telephone calls to shaky allies not to cooperate with the hounds the feds are sending in packs. Give him credit. Money speaks to him much louder than the possibility of lengthy jail time. Money, after all, is his heir. Us mere mortals would take cover, maybe use acid to remove our fingerprints, undergo plastic surgery to change our faces, grow a beard, shave our heads, whatever it took to escape the constant pounding of the press, the Democrats, the Twitter trolls, and the Department of Justice. Slip off to some isolated island no one has heard of, live off coconuts and whatever other food source washes onto the beach, throw away our cell phones, delete our social media accounts, issue false death certificates, or worst case, ask Putin for permanent residency no extradition could touch. But we're ordinary citizens. This man is anything but. Acknowledge that. If there is one man who deserves his own superhero trading cards, that man is Donald J. Trump. No kryptonite can touch him, no subpoena can scare him, no legion of women claiming sexual harassment can detract him. Teflon tough? No, sir. This is the man of stainless steel. Fires surrounding him, he shrugs off the mortal danger and issues his trading cards. Mock him if you will, but give him his money. That's all he wants. Your esteem, certainly, but, you know, mostly the money. Give it to him. You owe him that much.